From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition L. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Audrey Brown.
Proposition L would tax ride-hail companies, including those that operate self-driving cars. It would devote the tax revenue to improving San Francisco's public transit. The tax would be based on the total amount of fares earned by ride-hailing companies within the city. Those making less than $500,000 a year would pay nothing. Others, depending on their size, would pay 1 to 4.5% of the cost per ride. The measure is supported by the nonprofit San Francisco Transit Riders, which says the funding would protect up to a dozen bus lines in light of a 30% decline in fare revenue since the pandemic. It would also support discount and free fare programs for people with disabilities, seniors, youths, and students. Proposition L supporters include the Transport Workers Union, which represents muni operators, as well as Senior and Disability Action. Opponents include the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, which says the ride-hailing tax would hurt seniors and the disabled, especially those who rely on door-to-door service, because the ride-hailing companies would simply pass on the tax increase to riders. Other opponents include Together SF Action, the Golden Gate Restaurant Association, California Nightlife Association, and SF City, a tech industry trade association. Prop L passes with a simple majority vote, but to get implemented, it would need to receive more votes than Prop M, an overhaul of the city's gross receipts tax.
That's a brief take on Prop L from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org.